Welcome to Worldview Finder.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Worldview Finder. We look at all the current events of the world today. Whether it's media, news, movies, games, songs, or celebrities, we dissect the worldview these sources have in our lives. Everything pushes a worldview, so join us as we each find our view on this week's Worldview Finder.
It's okay, Lloyd. Nobody's parents are perfect.
I mean, my mom is weird and collects seashells. Your dad levels cities and attacks innocent people. So, they've all got their quirks, you know. Hey, everybody, I'm Chris.
And I'm Luke.
I'm Chuck.
I'm Adrian.
Welcome to Worldview Finder, episode 115. We got the gang back together. It's been a while.
Did you get the band back together?
Yeah, last week it was me and Chuck. The week before that it was me and Luke. What? Adrian.
I thought Adrian was going to be here last week.
No, she,
she
couldn't do it either.
She stood us up, I know.
So Chris Shadowin and I went through it and did it, and we made it happen.
Last week's episode, we talked about swearing in Christian music. It was a good episode.
It got kind of heavy. We brought out scriptures.
We did.
Wow. Oh, man. I'm glad we're back.
I know.
I had good reasons to be away. I had a job fair that Wednesday in which I needed to prepare 8 different cover letters.
Do you have a job?
No.
Yeah, but you got 8 prospects now, right?
I have 8 prospects.
Congratulations. I hope
2 of them are already gone because they misprinted something and they weren't actually looking for people with finance degrees.
So, hey,
robots with.
I'm going to give a shout out at the top of the show to Dave and Chelsea Haller, had their baby. And so, Simon.
And then a shout out
this morning. So,
to me.
A shout out to Luke for no reason. So, Dave, I think he listens to the podcast and never. So, but he has a kid, so he probably won't listen now.
He's busy.
I know. He used to be my friend.
He's busy fathering.
Until he got married. All right. So,
you're about to have another kid.
I know.
And you're going to be so busy.
We might have to take a few week break from the podcast because Adrian's going to be out. I'm going to be out.
I'm not doing it.
We'll see what happens.
I'll do it. I'll do it by myself.
Chuck and Luke show.
No, let's
just go with the Luke show.
I can do my own thing. I can do a video game, play a video game while talking, and people can watch me.
Yeah, that's called
streaming.
Flickr or whatever that is.
No, Twitch?
Twitch, yeah.
What?
Flickr is the picture.
What's the first topic for the day that's going to be thought-provoking and engaging?
All right, so here's what we're going to talk about today. There's a new Macklemore song out, Macklemore Kesha song. We're going to talk about that. There's an app that's making waves in the teen world that we're going to talk about.
But
first,
Flickr?
It's Flickr. Let's talk about what we've been watching or listening to or whatever. Media. What are some worldview stuff that you've seen this last week?
I'm going to go first.
All right.
I'm going to go first since I'm in the circle.
Sorry, Luke. Go ahead.
And I'm Luke.
Okay.
DuckTales.
Woo!
Comes out the new season.
The new season? It just started.
I mean, the new series. I know it's a kids show.
It's already been out.
The first episode.
There's only been one episode?
Yeah, it was the pilot. It was a 45-minute pilot. Now they got... it's going each week now.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
I watched some of that. Pretty good. Definitely a family-friendly show. No, it really is.
I know.
It's about family.
DuckTales.
Yeah.
Woo.
Woo. About family. And I've been trying to watch football. doesn't work in my family anymore.
Oh, man.
And then, good. I've been playing awesome video games. I got a new one called PUBG. And that's it.
Wait, is the live stream working?
I don't know.
Yeah, man. Absolutely, it's working.
It wasn't?
It's Chuck's go now.
What are we doing? Chris, we're in the middle of a podcast
right now.
And you can't just get up. Okay, so what have we been watching?
Yeah.
I watched the season premiere of The Voice last night.
Yeah.
Check that out. I like
Who's
shows.
Who's on The Voice anymore? Who are the judges?
Jennifer Hudson
every time.
Is on there.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
Blake Shelton. And Adam Levine.
Who's a good one?
Who's a good one?
Wait, Adam.
I like Adam, his commentary at least.
Hasn't he been on
that started last time?
He's been on there a lot. Well, Blake Shelton has been, he said he's been on 13 seasons.
Miley Cyrus, she has good commentary, I think.
She has good commentary. I mean, if they can actually contribute something, it's good.
Yeah.
I enjoy when shows like that actually have good feedback and it's constructive.
Yeah.
It's not either shredding them or just telling them they're amazing. Because it's not either one of those typically. It's somewhere in between. But I was just thinking about how much value we put on the way that people look and all the perceptions and those type of things, because it is interesting to be judged on how you sound and purely just that, whether or not somebody turns around their chair. And several times last night they said, oh, if I would have seen you, I think I would have pushed my button.
Why?
Well, because they said, well, now you seem like the total package to me. But isn't it more of a pure judgment to just hear their voice and to make the judgment? And just think about how much people want to be accepted. Because they're just waiting and they're hoping that someone's going to turn around their chair. And we all want to be accepted, Chris, don't we?
We do.
We all just want to be accepted. Who's
accepting us. I don't want to be great accepted point. By Nazis.
That's a great point.
Just saying.
So we want to be accepted for what it is that we feel like we contribute and we think that we're good at. Yeah. And it's so difficult if you give your life to something and then people don't accept you. Because there was a guy who was on there who, when he was 15 years old, he tried out, didn't make it, came back now several seasons later, he's years 15 later,
years old still.
And he still did not get anybody to turn their chair around.
Oh, man. Maybe he like, should give up on his dreams.
Do you give up at that point in time? Because, yes. Of course, they build it up so much, and then he doesn't make it.
You should sad follow times. Your you aptitudes. Not
do you think
you
should
dreams.
Give up? Adrian, do you think you should give up? Yes or no?
He should give up the voice. He should just pursue his own avenues.
Well, I mean, what is the culture today? It's like, well, are there shortcuts to me being successful? It's like, if I just get on a show, then I can be successful. Because you see so many things like America's Got Talent, whatever else. I was singing on the streets and living in my van, and look at me now. But that's just not, that's not typical.
Not too many of them are super famous anyway.
After the fact.
After the fact.
Yeah, it's like they're interesting, they're good for TV ratings, but does this person have a music career? Are they developed into what it is their dream actually was?
Who's the first one who won American Idol? Who was that?
Is that Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. She's the only one.
What doesn't kill you makes you
Kelly Clarkson is the only
one. Why is it sideways?
I'm having trouble with sideways. But anyways, I'm done. Adrian?
Oh. This is a weird admission that I started watching Greenhouse Academy on Netflix. It's a Netflix original, but I think it would appeal to maybe some of our middle school audiences, or maybe, okay, maybe even high school. I had no idea what it was. The logo tricked me because I thought it was going to be Harry Potter-esque because it had these like house emblems or like, you know, the shields or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch it, and it's just like a teeny bopper show that happened.
You kept watching it?
Yeah, I did. It was just like this school that they, this private school that they get accepted to, like a brother and sister. And so it was just about them, like, trying to navigate the school and, like, the two houses. They live in opposite houses.
Oh, that would be a great show. If one person was in Gryffindor and the other person were in Slytherin and they're, like, twins. I would watch a show like that.
Because like that, but there's no magic whatsoever.
Well, that sounds kind of interesting, that scenario.
I just used it because everyone knows that Gryffindor and Slytherin hate each other.
Yeah.
Well, and that's how this is. Like, the two, there's only two houses in the school.
They're against each other.
They're like very strong rivals. It's the jocks and the nerds. So right. It's about this brother and sister, yeah, navigating that.
You know, talking about Harry Potter, I always thought it was ridiculous that Slytherin was even a house. It's like, of course, they're like, only bad people go there. Just get rid of the house. Don't invite bad people. You're like, oh, you go to Slytherin? You're expelled. You're done.
Is this working now? I don't know what's going on with it today.
And
okay. Our live stream's not working great. Okay, so I just finished season 2 of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Man, it's good.
I told you.
I know. So we're going to start probably season 3 tonight. Unless... we don't, because tonight is the season 2 premiere of Lethal Weapon, the greatest show what? On TV.
You were into that season 1?
That's a show?
Yes.
So
and it's really good.
What about it's good?
Lethal Weapon?
Yeah.
Great characters.
Okay.
Great banter between the main characters. Good supporting cast.
Okay.
Good great worldview.
Good stories. Yeah, there is like a good
fan
worldview.
Do you have to be a fan of the movie? And
no,
all
not
this,
at all.
Or is there a connection that you have to be tied into?
They'll bring some characters and like they'll make some references, but it doesn't. I mean, it just adds a little bit, but you're not lost or anything.
Are they standalone episodes, or do you feel as if?
It's similar to like a CSI or where there are Bones, where there's like standalone episodes, but there's an overarching.
Arching.
Overarching.
No, it's arcing.
Yeah, overarching story.
Arching No, it's arcing.
I think it is overarching. Okay.
Overarching.
Is it overarching or overarching?
It's overarching. Weigh in.
Yeah. What's
an arc?
Overarching.
A-R-C?
What is an arc?
It's arch, like, but without,
like,
the H.
Like story arc. Like overarching story?
Arch.
Overarching would be like...
It's an arch. Have you ever heard of arch enemies? So an
enemies.
No. So it's arch enemies. So arch and arc are the same thing, but one's with an H and one's without an H.
Yeah.
So but they mean the same thing?
Essentially, yes.
What's the difference?
Andy Gregory says overarching.
It's not overarching.
How do you pronounce it?
No. Wait a second.
Arch or arc?
An arch is like the golden arches, like something that goes over, like the arch.
Yeah.
Like St. Louis, the arch.
Is that the
so it's overarching. So it's something that encompasses this. So it's something that covers all of these topics.
But if a story arc...
you can use it as a metaphor and saying that it's an overarching idea. Arc is something different.
What is an arc?
Arc is in the Bible. I don't know what overarching is.
That's ARK. This is ARC.
No, but is it a story arc? Yeah, ARC. Like, the story arc is this.
So I'm not an English major.
The overarching story.
We don't say story arch.
Andy Lewis says, oh man, overarching. So, all right. The internet has weighed in.
On me? I'm correct.
They say overarching.
I'm looking it up.
I don't like saying the overarching. Andy, it's overarching.
If Andy Lou says that's correct, then he's pretty smart. So let's go with that.
No, I'm gonna. If someone says story arc,
overarching is when you trampoline over an arc.
Who said that?
Andy Lou. Hey Jay, he's like, overarching is when you trampoline over an arc. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Exactly.
I agree.
Thank you. Look, did you just argue for no reason?
No, did you really believe that,
or am I wrong?
So, do you have a story arch or a story arc?
I don't know what either one of those means.
Story
I'm just
arc.
Saying overarching.
You don't have a story arch because that makes no sense. It's
okay.
Andy Gregory says I trust Google over Luke.
Right.
Adrian, okay. Please.
Oh, settle over, it.
Is with an H.
Yeah.
Is the correct word, but how do you pronounce it? That's what we need to know.
What?
Overarching.
No, it's arch.
I don't even know. Okay, this is the greatest podcast of all time. All right.
Like the structure of an arch, it spans a distance and there's things underneath it that it covers. Like it encompasses this.
I mean, overarching is a word, though. And
no,
it's
not.
Yes, overarching theme.
It's got its own Wikipedia page that lasts... Like it's a mile long.
But it's not all right. In the Merriam-Webster.
I'm glad this has nothing to do with... Okay.
Chris, can we move on, please?
Yes. So Lethal Weapon has an overarching story.
Oh, we're going
story.
Back to Lethal Weapon after all of that nonsense.
Well, you wanted to know about it, so it's got it's a really good story.
You should just say the story arc.
You would like the psychology of it, Chuck.
Okay.
Because the main character, his wife is dead. And so it's like him dealing
That's why you would like it.
You love people's lives dying.
I don't know how to do my water.
No,
I got lost.
The psychology of it, because he wrestles with like does he take his wedding ring off, and he goes to a psychologist, and she like kind of talks him through things, but he'll use humor and other stuff to like not deal with his issues.
And
yeah,
deflect.
And so so like you got like this whole element of he's kind of crazy. But you don't know if he's crazy because his wife died or she's just like that. And so you kind of got like this.
Okay.
I love that show. But
that sounds
anyways,
interesting.
I got to talk about the worldview.
Sorry,
of,
let's keep going.
Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Basically, the worldview that I've seen from the first two seasons is that there's good in everybody. Because you think that, like, oh, there's bad people and they do bad things and stuff. But then Coulson, the main guy, he's like, no, I'm going to try to save them. I'm going to try to help them. Like, no matter what. And he always, like, looks for the good in people. And even when, like, they've done terrible things, he's like, well, they must have a reason for it. And so I always like that he, like, tries to find the good in people even when they're crazy. Like, this last season, I'll try not to give too much away if you haven't seen it. But
no, go ahead.
Season two, well, there's a character that you're like, this is a really bad person. But then he, like, starts talking to him and realizes, like, oh, this is why he made these decisions. And at the end, they wipe the guy's memory completely and make him a new person.
Okay,
they don't want to throw him in jail.
Is this Mission Impossible?
No.
I mean, not Mission. Is this Men in Black?
Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon.
Wait, okay.
So, I have a question.
Yes.
Can I interject with a question? Mm-hmm. So, going back to worldview, do you ascribe to the worldview that there is good in everybody? Because you were saying that that character's trying to draw that out. And from a biblical worldview, I don't know that we can say that there's good in everybody.
What?
Can you say that? I mean, total depravity. I mean, if you say that...
Well, everybody can be saved.
Everyone's redeemable.
Yes.
Eternally. But to say that anybody is good...
Well, the good within them, we would say, comes from Christ.
Like from Christ. To find the good in them that
because
way.
Because they're printed with...
I can go with you there.
So...
Sorry, Chris. I'm just trying to bring in some worldview.
No, but that's a good point because... Yeah. But I think from like a non-biblical perspective...
Sure.
Like, oh yeah, there's good in people. Like, okay, yeah, I mean, people can do good things, but mm-hmm. ultimately it's for their own...
Well, then you say with anybody that is doing good, they're still doing it for selfish reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I've really enjoyed it. It's
okay.
It's fairly clean. There's like, there's great fights every episode. Whoa, there's just going to be a fist fight every...
I got to interrupt here. I was busy looking at arching.
Okay.
And I heard something.
Oh,
right.
Our cousin Lindsay says she loves the cute baby bump, Adrian.
So everything you do is selfish, but that implies that selfish things are necessarily bad. Are all things you do is selfish a bad thing?
No, I don't think everything you do is selfish. If you have a selfish motive, you can still have something beneficial that comes from it. Like, it makes me feel good in order to buy somebody meals because it makes me feel like I'm benevolent, I'm nice, or whatever else.
Yes.
And I buy you a cheeseburger.
Yeah, but everything you do is for you. No matter how hard you frame it, you're doing it for yourself. You can dig it behind all these charities. So
I arguing something different?
No, but
that?
You were saying something, you had an implication that selfishness was necessarily bad.
Well, yeah.
No.
Well, because in the end, it's just for you.
Yeah.
You might be helping other people along the way, but selfishness in itself, yeah, it's bad.
What? How? How is it bad?
Because it's benefiting you.
So benefiting myself is thus
great.
That?
I think that's where it's going.
That is ludicrous.
Well,
so I cannot benefit myself and benefit others?
You can.
Okay.
But ultimately, it goes back to who's the boss of your life. So if you're the boss of your life... Then you're like...
So I cannot benefit God and benefit myself at the same time?
Yes.
Okay.
It has to be in that order.
I don't understand.
Well, then you're saying that there's something that you can do to benefit God.
Oh.
And I don't know that there's anything that you can really
I can glorify him, thus.
I don't think that he doesn't need our glorification.
Oh, man. Then might as well just
like give up right now. His glory is not contingent on our ability to glorify him.
Oh, man.
I'm just tired of this whole framing of selfishness as being necessarily bad. Because that's crazy. That's just insane.
I think there's good things that can result from people's selfish actions. I mean, even if you want to be...
All actions are selfish. If you look at it in the Kantian philosophy, actions are selfish.
This is what the Kantian philosophy.
Well, And then Kantian would just be his philosophy, essentially.
Okay.
He has an overarching philosophy.
Yeah, an overarching.
I think there's... Sorry, go ahead.
I'm preaching on this on Sunday, because...
Just write all this down.
Ephesians 4, yeah. Because it talks about taking off the old self and putting on the new self. And the old self was all about, like, just getting glory for ourselves. Because in the end, like, selfishness is getting glory for yourself, right? And not... Even if it's good and even if it benefits other people, it's still about glorifying yourself. Oh, look at the good I've done. Like what you were saying. Like, oh, I've done good things. I've helped other people. It's to either make yourself feel good or to build yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
So the new self is the new man or the new self is Jesus Christ. And so if he's what I do everything for, then yeah, I get benefits for that. But my end goal is to glorify Christ and not myself.
But then at the same time, you are benefiting yourself.
Yes.
It's a trick. It's a total trick. Because then you think, I'm giving glory to God, right? And then you're like, that's the ultimate benefit to myself, right?
Yeah, because I get to go to heaven.
So you're thinking about yourself. You're like, I get to go to heaven.
And hang out with Jesus
I get to have eternal life.
But yeah,
who's number one?
To glorify
it's
God.
Me. At the end of the day, I'm trying to save myself. I'm trying to figure out, how can I...
Something you need to wrestle with.
I'm not wrestling with it. I know that everything you do...
It's a good point.
...goes back to, I don't want to die.
Yeah, that's...
I want to live forever.
You want to be reminded of the good old days.
Yeah. Hey. Let's talk about that.
Well, good thing you brought that up, Luke.
This week's sponsor is the good old days.
Hey, it's time to turn on the worldview machine.
Got out of sound effect.
Ding! Come on, Chuck. Okay, all right. So,
think I broke it.
So I looked up on YouTube, they have new music videos. They just have a category. And one of those is a new Macklemore video starring Kesha. You guys know Kesha? Mm-hmm. And Macklemore.
How do you spell that?
K-E-S-H-A. She got rid of the dollar sign.
K-E-Ching. Always be dollar sign.
No, she got rid of the dollar sign. Always be dollar sign. She's a new woman.
Oh, he's leaving.
Oh, see you, Chuck.
But that's 15 minutes early. There you go.
Well, you said 4:30. It's 4:15.
I gotta go. Well, he's gotta go.
You're not even gonna say bye?
I gotta go see a man about a horse.
We're having a good conversation.
I know.
About the good old
days. Okay, so good old days. This music video, it's pretty, like, it looks like I want to be there and hang out with them because it's kind of one of those cool.
No, it's outside.
Sitting there, like, camping. And they're like
camping.
Hanging out.
That's the opposite of where I want to be.
But the lyrics, it just said, like, the chorus is, I wish somebody would have told me, babe, someday these will be the good old days. All the love you won't forget, all these reckless nights you won't regret. I don't agree with that. But someday soon, your whole life's going to change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days. Right? So they have this idea of, like, oh, like the time you're living now is the good old days. You look back on this time and be like, oh, these are the good old days. So I wish I would have taken the time to, like, really enjoy it and all this stuff. And then Macklemore, his verse, he says, I was thinking about the band, the fans, all this stuff, and they were thinking about back then when he first started, about, like, what they become, like the stars they could become. And so it's kind of like, I miss those moments of being in the band and doing all this stuff because I'm thinking long term of, mm-hmm. Oh, what's it going to be like? Like, what, like, can I be famous? Is this going to be all this good stuff and all that? So, but then they come back at the end. So they just kind of talk about, like, some regrets and stuff. And he's like, wish I would have done this. I wish I would have asked that girl to homecoming.
Wish I'd invested in Dollar General.
Wish I would have invested in Enron.
I wish I hadn't invested in Enron. That's more like it.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe. But then, so he comes back and he says, never thought we'd get old. Maybe we're still young. Maybe you always look back and think it was better than it was. Maybe these are the moments. Maybe I've been missing what it's about. Been scared of the future, thinking about the past, while missing out on now. And so, I like, because it's kind of about, like, making the most of now, right? Like, we're missing out on now because we're thinking about the future, like, oh, what can we become? What's going to happen? All this stuff. Or we're now thinking, like, oh, man, remember 3 years ago when things were great? When I didn't have whatever.
This reminds me of a verse in Ecclesiastes.
Oh, what is it?
I can never remember
the reference,
the exact verse, but essentially he says, do not grumble with each other and look back and say those were the good old days because you say this without clear thinking or whatever. Because it was in reference to the Jews whenever they would be like, oh man, I wish we were back in Egypt with those pots of food, yeah. Right? So he's like, you're just thinking about the food because you don't have as much food right now, but you're forgetting about how terrible it was in Egypt. So he's like, most people, when they think about the past, they're only comparing the good things of the past with the bad things that's happening now, rather than the good things that's happening now and the good things that happened in the past. They tend to focus on what's happening bad right now. So, I mean, that's what it reminds me of.
I think we tend to do that for the future, too.
Yeah,
like,
so
when you're a kid, you're like, I want to be an adult because I don't want somebody to tell me what to do. I don't want to have to do chores or whatever. But then you grow.
Quincy said that. Our daughter's six. It was, yeah. Like, always like, God, I wish I could be a grown up and stay up late and eat cookies after my kids are in bed. Yeah. Yeah,
like, while that is a positive of being an adult, the other negatives are like, yeah, I actually have to do chores, but you have to tell yourself to do them, which is even worse.
No, you have kids, and you tell them to do them.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't cleaned my dishes yet. I'm just like, I just throw plates out. I'm just like, all right, time to go buy some new plates.
So the verse is Ecclesiastes 7:10, don't long for the good old days. This is not wise.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's all. And then it just talks about something
that's
else.
Where wisdom is even better, yeah, when you have money. That's the next one. Both are a benefit as you go through life. I like that verse.
Wisdom
is even better when you have money. That's great.
And foolishness is not as painful when you have money, I guess.
Yeah. So what, like, So this worldview, though, is kind of, hey, make the most of now. But there's always this weird balance, right? Because you have to learn from your past. Learn from your mistakes, the things that you missed out on. And that's what, like, that verse, because he says, I wish I would have, he said, I wish I didn't drink all of that flask first. So I don't know what that, like, I guess, like, getting drunk, like, I wish I would put that bottle back on the shelf. So I don't know if Macklemore struggled with alcoholism or, I don't know, but, like, he's kind of like, okay, these are some things I regret. Wish I would have made it to homecoming, got up the courage to ask her. Wish I would have gotten out of my shell. So it's kind of these, like, yeah, we regret these things, but we can learn from them. But if we only focus on our past, like, we don't get past it, right? Like, it becomes, like, we, everything's determined by our past. And then if we're only looking to the future, like, oh, man, someday I'm going to do this and do that. But you don't take those steps now, then you're going to miss out on it. And I think that, yeah, if we don't long for the good old days, it's not wise. But, yeah.
I've never thought, man, my past is so much better right now. It's never been like that for me. I'm like, whew. So glad I didn't relive yesterday.
Yeah, but like when you were a kid, like you look back and you're like, oh man, like all the like all that time, yeah, you're like, oh, when I'm older, when I can drive, and all of a sudden you're like, dude, I was like hanging out in my neighborhood, riding my bikes around, like they were, it was fun times. But I like that verse. It says maybe we look back and think it was better than it was, because sometimes we look back and you're like, oh yeah, a couple years ago or before this or these things, like it was great, and you're like, I've always got problems, right?
There's always things. I think 4 is the magic number. I think age 4 is the best year of your life.
It's all downhill.
Do you go to preschool or kindergarten after that?
Yeah, maybe.
The year right before you start any schooling, you're just conscious enough to have memories, but you're not responsible for anything.
Chuck E. Cheese every day. I don't know.
Where you can draw on the wall and people will just get mad at you a little bit, but you won't have to clean it up.
So
I can draw on the wall, but I'd have to clean
it. You'd get in trouble. But I think, like, it's interesting that Macklemore and Kesha are singing this song, because I think both of them have stuff in their past that they regret. And, like, Kesha's kind of, she's not completely there, but we talked about that song, Prayer or Praying or whatever it was. And she's kind of realized some things in life and kind of matured some. And I think Macklemore, I don't know, I mean, I don't know much about him, or her, really, just what I read on the internet or whatever. So it's just kind of these, like, famous people that are now kind of reflecting on their life and like, okay, did I make good choices? Did I do the right thing and all that? And I think that's interesting, especially from two people that were kind of known for their wild and craziness. So I don't know if Macklemore was, but it seems like it. So, yeah, but it, I mean, it's a good song. There's no swears, no anything, not anything in the... I don't even think there's drinking or anything in the music video. It's just kind of them. There might be a weird, like, there's a scene where there's some people jumping in a lake, and so, but it just shows their backs. I don't know if there's any girls in that or not, but there's no, you just see a backs of people jumping in. But I mean,
just guys swimming.
Yeah. So it's really like just a kind of tame video and a tame song. But I'm like, oh, I liked the like kind of what it was saying about it. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's turn off that machine. Okay. All right. Okay. So,
what now?
There's an app out there.
Yeah, an app.
It's called TBH.
TBH.
To be honest.
Oh.
To be Helen Keller.
I thought it was turtles buying hats, but to be honest, makes more sense. So, it's a new teen-focused app. It's an anonymous app.
Focus on the teens.
So that has hit the top of the app store. But it's figured out what most other anonymous apps haven't, how to prevent bullying.
How does it figure that out?
So you have to respond to polls, like who has the best smile or who's most likely to succeed. Kind of like those yearbook things you voted on. Did you get voted on in yearbooks? Did they do that when you were in high school? I got voted best hair and... Was that the funniest? Am I gotten voted the funniest?
I got least amount of votes in all categories.
Yeah. Thank me too.
I got to show up my hair for the camera. Yeah. That's why I got voted the best. So what they're saying is that, like, you can submit polls. So if you got, like, friends, so I would submit a poll and be like, hey, who's the most likely to do this? But it doesn't say your name, who started the poll. So it's like, this poll was started by an 11th grade guy. And so you're like, oh, okay, so this guy started this poll, and then you don't know who it is, and then everybody votes on the people in that poll. But they're always positive polls, and it's only out in like 11 states right now, which I don't understand. I don't get that. Like, is there certain laws that would not let it be in states?
Yeah.
What?
State laws.
Let's say, hey, no anonymous apps.
Exactly.
So you can submit polls of what you want to put in, but the people that make the app go through them all each night, which I don't know that they will have the manpower to do that once it gets crazy, right?
Maybe that's what they're trying to figure out. That's why it's only 11 states.
So, but okay, but have you heard of roasting?
Yeah.
So what, like roasting, not like cooking, but like when you roast somebody, you like make fun of everyone.
Yeah, like when they retire or whatever, you have like a roast for them.
Yeah, and there's like celebrity roasts that have kind of become famous on whatever that show is, Comedy Central. And so, yeah, they'll like get people to make fun of people. But now, like, people online are doing like hashtag roast me. They'll like make YouTube videos or put that on their Twitter feed or whatever. And so, Wendy's had a great, I think it was Wendy's. They had like a great Twitter person who was doing their Twitter.
Yeah.
And so they put hashtag roast me on Wendy's thing. And Wendy's like, why don't you get one of your 7 friends on Twitter to roast you? I was like, oh man, that was so good. They just roasted him by making fun of how many friends they had on Twitter.
Yeah, that's what a roast is.
I know, it was so good. And so, but here's what they this website I was reading on. It said the problem with this is like when there's a roast in the room, like everybody's in on it and they're laughing and all that. But when I put something out there and like say, hey, roast me, and then Luke sends a video, I was like, hey, fatty, and like makes fun of me and stuff. I'm like, okay, I asked for this, but you can't see my reaction, so you don't know, like, oh, maybe I'm going too far.
Asked for it.
I know, but
that's like, so there's a Reddit devoted to this called Roast. It's a roasting Reddit. I don't know what it's called, but it's like Roast Me or something like that, where people take a picture and like roast me, and people would like try to get like they'll try to look as best as they can, and that's the best. When people like try to do makeup and stuff and try to look so flawless, those are the best roastings, because people are just like, oh, they're terrible. They're terrible human beings.
I know,
but
but you're asking for it.
Yeah.
But they said that part of the problem is you can't see reactions, and so what you say may really hurt me.
Then don't ask for it.
But why would they ask for it? Why? So that's the question.
Because it's a
popular thing to do.
Here's another thing.
And you get more views and more likes and more people responding to you.
Roasties are more likely to get points whenever they roast people on this Reddit. So if you're an official roastie, you're more likely to get more Reddit points, which people for some reason want.
Yeah.
When you roast people.
Reddit points, you can cash them in for on the Reddit thing, bucks.
Like, people who just roast people don't get as many points as the people who have gone... It's like hazing, right?
Yeah.
Who wants to be hazed? No one wants to be hazed.
But you want to fit in, you want to be part of the
group.
But you want to
be in the group. So you're like, I gotta be hazed. And someone might die in a hazing. That's just what happens.
That's terrible.
I'm just saying, hazings, people die to get a part of these groups.
That does happen, and it's not funny. But
and that's when everyone's like, initiations, why do we have them? It's because people are like, you got to take your lumps. You got to go through these problems. I think it's stupid. That's why I'm not going on our roast me, because I don't want to be roasted, because I don't want to be a part of that club. It sounds terrible.
You making fun of people? I couldn't see it.
Yeah, I couldn't see it either. I mean, I'm the nicest guy in the room.
So when I was thinking about this, though, like, because they talked about, like, one of the roasting things, they said, you know, kids do this, yeah, to be part of this club or to be popular, but they're doing it to get more notoriety, but it's not a positive form of notoriety. And so that's why they said the app like TBH is good, because it's positive notoriety. So you're like saying, oh, I noticed these qualities about Luke, and so he's going to win the survey. Yeah, but now, wouldn't it be detrimental if you never win those surveys on TBH?
Man, we can't worry about the losers in life. You got to accept.
Some people just don't have it.
I realize.
Luke's got it.
Luckily. I realize I'm the most intelligent person around.
I think our mom just joined. Hi, Mom.
So are you saying, like, the only negative side to this so far
Is that there's got to be someone who loses.
No, some people never even get chosen.
I don't know. I don't know how it works. I downloaded it before I came here, and I didn't look at it. So I don't
TBH,
know.
You didn't look at it.
TBH.
That's what it says, is you can pick, like, you pick four classmates to be part of the poll, and then everyone votes.
This sounds so like...
there might be some kids who, like, are in on it, but then they never, ever get chosen.
Yeah, but could you start a poll? Because you don't know who started it and include yourself in there? Yeah, or does it randomly pick from all your friends?
Yeah, but if you are the loser of the bunch, you'll still won't get picked. I'm saying, I'm tired of this coddling mentality. Right.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah, everyone gets a trophy. No, we gotta, people gotta realize there's winners and there's losers. Just because you're a loser doesn't mean you failed. Right?
Yeah,
it just means you didn't achieve at that thing. Everyone has their own thing that they can do. You gotta find it. So when you lose, you gotta be like, okay, maybe I shouldn't try to race a shark like Michael Phelps.
I would say was terrible, by the way.
Maybe I shouldn't try to box a guy who's 49-0 thinking I can win. Maybe I should do something that I'm good at, you know? And that's the challenge of these teenagers, is finding what they're good at. Because I didn't know when I was 16 what I was good at. I thought I was good at engineering. Guess what? Wrong. I was such a loser at engineering, but now I know I'm not good at that, but I'm good at finance. So
finance it is.
So we can't have people thinking, oh, I failed, therefore I should give up. No, you failed, therefore you should move on to something else. Different. Maybe you should.
But helping people figure that out, and like, teens don't process that way, though.
Nobody processes it the correct way.
Except you.
Except me, yeah.
Good one. All right. So, is it time to move on to
Florida Foibles? Wait, it's Florida Fables.
Foibles. It's still going to be...
I like Fables.
Foibles.
It sounds
no, because that means it's not true, and these are true.
These are true.
So...
Florida Fables.
There's a bank robber.
I don't think any of these are true.
These are on the news.
Fake news.
This is not fake
news. Hashtag fake news. You're fake news, CNN.
Okay, so this guy, Samuel Javon Rivas, walked into Gainesville Bank, and he told the teller he needed money. The teller asked him if he had a debit card, and he said, no, this is a stick-up, actually. And
wait, he said it like that?
So, Reeves then probably ruffled her feathers a bit when he allegedly told her to tell her it was a holdup. After getting the $10,000 cash, he even thanked her, record show. So, he's a nice guy. He's like, wait, this is actually a holdup. Just give me some money.
Please.
So,
please and thank you. That's what he learned about it.
Please and thank you. So, he walked a short distance away, shadowed by a bank worker taking photos of him with his phone, according to his arrest affidavit. Then, cops got him and the loot from a nearby KFC. So, he just wanted some chicken. And he's like, how can I get chicken? Oh, I need some money. So he goes in the bank and is like, I don't have a debit card. Can you just give me some money?
Now, did he have a gun or anything?
I don't know.
Was he armed?
I don't think it was armed robbery.
Did he just walk in there and be like, give me $10,000?
Yeah.
You can do that?
Yeah, you can. If you say it's a holdup, they like immediately like they go into protocol and they'll give you money. Because they don't want to...
You can't risk it.
Yeah.
What if I say this is a holdup ? Like, I don't know if it's a holdup or not. And thus, I can't be liable.
So, the dumb crook news, I love, because one guy, like went to another bank, and he, like, took a note and wrote, like, this is a holdup, and went to another bank across the street, and, like, gave him the note, and Lay looks at it and was like, oh, this is for the other bank. We can't accept that here. And so he was like, oh. And then he left and goes back to the other bank. And so then they arrested him. I was like...
That's hilarious. I know.
It's like, oh, we can't accept this here.
We can't accept your hold up here, sir.
Yeah.
Also,
read the handwriting. I can't read this.
Also, you have to submit this 10 days in advance before you can officially hold up any of our banks.
I know, but I think...
In triplicate.
I think people get so nervous. They just...
To KFC, he just needs some chicken.
And you also have to call your own police officers.
Okay, so what... If you had no cash and you knew, like, okay, I'm going to rob a bank... Because you were so hungry, what restaurant would you go eat at after robbing a bank? So if you're like, I have no money, and
how much money
I've got to get this food because it's so good, so I'm going to rob a bank to get this, to get what? What would you go? Because I wouldn't choose KFC.
No.
Well, if it's KFC Japan.
Really expensive.
No, it's fast food.
Oh, fast food?
Yeah.
That's a huge limitation.
Yeah.
Because he's like, well, I'll get my food, eat it, and then leave before the... Because you're not going to go to a sit-down restaurant after you robbed a bank.
I would.
He got caught at a KFC, so what's a...
Well, yeah, but he was probably thinking, like, it's fast food, so I'm going to eat it and then leave.
Wait, if I go to a fast food restaurant, order my food, and as they give it to me, say, this is a stick-up, would they just give it to me and just leave?
Oh, but usually you pay for it before you
get I'll
it
say, this is a stick-up, make it anyway. I'm trying to see how much that'll work. Just giving them a note.
Where else can that work in life?
Like, either way, you'll get arrested afterwards.
That's so. Okay. If I was hungry enough.
Can you do that at college? And be like, hey, this is a stick up, and then you get your give class me my for degree. Free. Yeah.
I want to graduate. Give me my degree.
Oh, man. Luke games the system by telling everything it's a stick
up. I go to the judge and say, hey, this is a stick up. Let me go for free.
You look at the gas pump and you enter the code, this is a stick up, and it just gives you your gas. You're like, oh, this is fantastic.
The guy realized. That we don't want to confront people who are trying to stick us up, so we just give them the stuff. So, no, yeah, so, I would go to, this is going to be a huge shocker, I would go to McDonald's.
McDonald's?
They're the fastest.
What would you, oh, what would you order?
I would order a drink and a plain cheeseburger.
A plain, you got $10,000.
Yeah, but you know how easy it is to make a plain cheeseburger? You take the patty.
Yeah, we know what
the cheese and that's the bun, it. And then push it out. And I got a drink and stuff. Boom, boom. I'll be gone in less than a minute. Gone in 60 seconds.
Gone in 60 seconds. Adrian, where would you do? Where would you go? You're like, oh, just robbed a bank. I'm going to go eat here.
The only fast food I think I like is Chick-fil-A.
So Chick-fil-A.
Man, they catch you so fast. Chick-fil-A's always crowded.
Yeah, but you could do the call ahead on your phone.
Yeah.
What? You could do that? You didn't mention we could do that?
No, a Chick-fil-A app, you can pre-order.
With your card.
Oh.
Oh, it's with your card?
Yeah, use your cash.
Well, if I don't have cash, then...
I'd also...
It wouldn't work.
I would tip the person $10,000. I'd give them all the money.
And be like, I would rob the bank at like...
midnight?
9:30.
In the morning?
Yeah, that way all of the work, people going to work and school are gone. And I what get Chick-fil-A a sausage open? Biscuit.
Hey.
The Chick-fil-A sausage biscuits are so good.
Wait, Chick-fil-A sausage biscuit? I did just have the Chick-fil-A bowl where it has like the egg and hash browns and chicken in it. It was good.
It's good.
Okay.
You know what? I'd go to KFC and get the KFC bowl.
I'd probably go to Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell. I don't know why. Taco Bell
your
is
your last meal before you go to prison is prison food.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just thinking, oh, man.
Why would you do that?
Because it's Taco Bell.
Boom roasted.
Taco Bell, come at me.
Okay.
Roast me.
Roast me.
Facebook at Chris Chatelain.
Okay, so before we go, next week is the Fall Festival.
Wait, next week's the fall?
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Yes,
it will be for sure.
So this year, so if you're not from Evansville, I just got to tell you.
Not from Evansville.
Fall Festival is this week long of just fried food. There's 138 food booths.
Yeah.
And most of them have something deep fried.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. So there's a couple new things this year that I saw. The smoking butt cake. Did you see what that is?
No, what's that?
Well, let me tell you. The smoking butt cake is... Wait, alphabetical order. I'm going down. Okay. It's a barbecue sandwich, sort of. Where is it? There it is. Okay.
Sort of.
A pancake meant to be folded like a taco, filled with smoked Boston butt, so pork butt, cheese, onion, and maple-infused barbecue sauce.
I think I might be trying that. Anything wrapped in a pancake is okay by me.
So I do have to give a little plug for Comfort by the Cross-Eyed Cricket. So I went there yesterday, and I ordered the chicken and waffle, the mini chicken and waffles.
Okay.
Because it was an appetizer, and I was going to eat, like this was sort of like in between lunch and dinner, so I thought I was going to eat dinner later. It's four like full-size those waffles, you know, the nine square waffles that are pretty big waffles.
Like Eggo size?
Bigger than Eggo size. Okay. Like they're like the like real Belgian thick waffles. The Belgian waffles. Yeah, they're thick waffles.
And they're
Belgian overarching waffles. And
overarching.
And so it was that, and then there was like a giant piece of chicken on each one. So there's four big waffles and four like chicken strips, like big chicken strips.
Yeah.
And I was like,
maybe he's an appetizer for like 8 people.
Yeah, for the table. And so I immediately set 2 of them aside. And then somebody got the bacon dippers. So it's bacon.
And you put a whole strip of
bacon. They put pancake batter on it.
One strip of bacon.
Pancake batter. And then they cook it. And so then you got this pancake with a strip of bacon in it, and then you dip it in syrup.
All right, I'm done with this. What are you looking forward to next week?
Hold on. And the last thing was the pancake sandwich, which was you get a choice of meat, ham, bacon, sausage, chicken, and then there's eggs. And it's like the biggest pancakes I've ever seen in my life. Like, there's no way you can pick it up.
Normal sized pancakes.
Yeah, as a sandwich. So good. So, all right, what am I looking forward to? The Fall Festival.
Okay.
Because there's so many great things that I'm ready to eat. The Pig Newton, the panini sandwich with pork, bacon, ham, and pepper jack cheese with spicy Southwest sauce. Excited about that.
That sounds good. Is that new?
It was there. I had it last year, I think.
Yeah.
There is the Zombie King and the Zombie Slider, which is a brain sandwich with mozzarella cheese, homemade onion straws, and secret recipe sriracha mayo. I don't eat the brain sandwiches. Those are gross.
Yeah.
So, all right. What are you looking forward to, Luke?
I'm looking forward to next week. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Chuck staying for the whole time.
The Fall Festival. Wait, is there a new show? Are there any new shows you guys are going to watch? Because new shows start this week.
I was going to watch the new Star Trek, but
yes,
that's not available to me.
Why?
Because it's only available online and you have to pay $6 or something.
What?
Way too much.
It's only online?
Only online. The first episode was on TV, and then everything after that's online only, which I thought was weird.
My shows that are starting back up are Designated Survivor.
Oh, wait. We didn't finish the...
You didn't finish it?
No.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Is that start up?
Yeah.
Yes.
I
love Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
There's the new one where it's the same, along the same lines as The Office and Brooklyn Nine-Nine and all that, but it's, takes place at a TV production.
TV production. Oh.
When the mom works there or something?
Yeah, the mom.
Like, I don't know.
We watched that and it's coming back on, so I'm looking forward to that. So, and October is Stranger Things month.
Yeah! So, we've got to rewatch the first one.
Yeah, so we're going to rewatch the first one.
Stranger Things. So, yeah. I'm looking forward to Ghosted because it's got Craig Robinson and the guy that played Ben from Parks and Rec. They're like paranormal investigators, sort of. But they kind of get thrown into. Yeah, it's like a 30-minute.
Oh, okay.
It's on Fox. It's kind of like, I imagine, like Brooklyn Nine-Nine or something. Yeah. So that starts, Sunday. So
okay.
So I'm gonna check that one out. But yeah, Lethal Weapon starts back up. Excited about that. I don't know. Angela watches This Is Us. Have you seen that? I've caught parts of it.
I refuse.
Why?
Because people always talk about how it makes them cry, and I don't want to.
It makes me cry. Yeah, I watched some of it here and there.
Should it be This Is Arc?
This is Arch. So, all right. And playing some more Destiny 2, because that game is great. Destiny 2. All right. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Worldview Finder episode 115. I'm Chris.
And I'm Luke.
I'm Adrian.
And I'm Chuck. We'll see you next time. Magic.
Thanks for joining us on Worldview Finder as we dove into some awesome topics. Just because we talk about a specific source or worldview does not mean we endorse them or the product. So use discernment about what you take in. Have an awesome week and see you next time.
Welcome to Worldview Finder.